Hi, and welcome to Cameron's Baptist Church Sermons Podcast. We hope you're blessed by today's message.
Father God, thank you that we have just had the opportunity of sharing communion. Lord, I pray that you would really speak to us, not only through the communion, but through what you have given me to share with us today about the character of Judas, but also the character of Jesus and his response. I pray that you would use me to speak to us all about how Judas relates to us in some way. I ask and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know about you, but I've had an interesting week. As I was preparing for this, different things happened. Like, for example, I was going to have a presentation to share with you, but for some reason, the fonts and everything wouldn't go as I would have liked. So that meant that it just looked weird. It looked odd. So I had to leave it. So the only thing I could do was print out what I had prepared and just do it that way. I just know that the Lord is still going to do whatever he wants to do and reveal whatever he wants to reveal and say to us, regardless of what I might have experienced or even some of you. The Lord's still in control. He's still on the throne. So I'm going to read as a starting point from Luke 22, but we are also going to touch on other bits that explain a little bit more about why I chose Judas Iscariot and how that applies to us. So Luke 22, beginning at verse 1. Now the festival of unleavened bread, called the Passover, was approaching. And the chief priests and the teachers of the law were looking for some way to get rid of Jesus, for they were afraid of the people. Then Satan entered Judas Iscariot, one of the 12. And Judas went to the chief priests and to the teachers of the temple guard and discussed with them how he might betray Jesus. They were delighted and agreed to give him money. He consented and watched for an opportunity to hand Jesus over to them when the crowd wasn't present. The Last Supper. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb was to be sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover." "Where do you want us to go to prepare it?" they asked. He replied, "As you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him and go to the house he enters, and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is the room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you to a large room upstairs, all furnished. Make preparations there." They left and found things as Jesus had told them, so they prepared the Passover. Then the hour came. Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to one of them, he said to them, "I eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat of it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God." After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink of it again until the kingdom of God comes. And he took the bread and gave thanks and broke it, and he gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And as we know this story well, and we know that Jesus said that his blood was a new covenant for us, and he poured out his blood for us. And we know that he said that the hand of one of those who were there with him would betray him. And we know also that the disciples said that they would... discussed among themselves who would betray him. Who would it be that might betray him? Okay, so I'm going to... It's fallen off again. Yeah, so I'm going to give some background to Judas Iscariot. Okay, let me start again. The origins of Judas Iscariot. Often the names of the characters in the Gospel, including the apostles, are accompanied by attributes that give them information on the origin. The attribute Iscariot, which accompanies the name of Judas, is used to distinguish him from Judas Thyridius, another member of the 12. The word Iscariot, studied by pathology, and most of them think it means man of courage. It gives us information about the origins of the character of Judas. Courageous was a village in southern Judea. Curiously, if the hypothesis is correct, Jesus would have been the only apostle not to come from Galilee, the simplest and least advanced part of Judea. Judas's role among the apostles. In the group of apostles, Judas had the role of treasurer. This is the administrator of money. And this was a privileged position. I want to go on to explain how that relates to us in terms of appearance and the real us. People tend to judge the character and worth of others by looking at the outward appearances. If a person's tall, good looking, well built, and tastefully dressed, then he or she may possess the physical qualities that humans generally admire and respect. Appearances can be deceiving. The outward appearance doesn't reveal what people are really like. Physical looks don't show a person's value or character or integrity or faithfulness to God. Outward qualities are, by definition, superficial. Moral and spiritual considerations are far more important to God. And a question I want to ask us is, are we guilty of putting on a mask in some way, like Judas. Because Judas looked like a faithful disciple. His appearance was deceiving. The other disciples had no idea what was going on inside Judas. The only one who knew was Jesus. Because Jesus knows our heart, and he knew Judas's heart as well. This is supported by the passage where it says, "Have I not chosen you, the 12? Yet one of you is the devil." That's from John 6:70. God's perspective is higher and deeper. Here are some of the reasons we do what we do. We do it to feel good, to look good and outwardly gain recognition, acceptance, and power. So if we go back to Judas, his motivation was money and greed. You know, what's in it for me? What will you give me if I betray Jesus and hand him over to you? We know that the authorities handed over to him 30 pieces of silver for Jesus. What about us? In what situations have we maybe not betrayed, but let Jesus down? Some examples I was thinking of when I was thinking, how does this apply to me? Maybe I doubt, I don't trust him, but he actually knows what's best for us. Or in situations that I may face at work or in social situations, rather than speaking up and saying, you know, what I believe, or the truth of a situation based on godly character, I may stay quiet. I may not say anything. I may not say a word or even think of that I'm representing Christ. And in another sense, we can sometimes think that we don't believe in what Jesus is telling us and what he has done for us. We need to believe that, and then our lives would be a testimony to that. And then the other thing I was thinking of is, are we guilty maybe of falling into the same trap of, you know, struggling with the same issues, the same problems, rather than giving them over to Jesus? And I was thinking, you know, how do we use our time? Do we use our time in ways that the Lord would want us to? You know, do we do things that have a benefit for us in terms of worshipping the Lord, reading his word, praying, offering him thanksgiving for the simple things that are going on in our lives, and seeing how important it is to have fellowship with each other as well as with God. So another question I was thinking was, why did Jesus choose Judas? If he knew what was going to happen, why did he choose Judas? Judas was chosen by Jesus. We know that Judas was sent out like the other disciples to proclaim the gospel and perform miracles. This is, you can find this in Luke 9:1-6. Judas was part of this group. Judas may have had some faith at some time. He may have believed that Jesus was a prophet, or possibly even that he was the Messiah. But the one thing we know was that it wasn't a true faith. Judas was never saved, but for a time we might say he was a follower of Christ. And we know that the Gospels also tell us what kind of person Judas was. John tells us that Judas was a devil. That's John 6:70-71. A thief. That's John 12:6. An unbeliever. That's John 6:64. And spiritually unclean. So another reason, and the most important reason why Jesus chose Judas, I believe, was that God's sovereign plan had to be accomplished. In Acts 2:23, Peter states in his sermon to the people of Jerusalem that this Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. Acts 2:23. So, Jesus chose Judas to fulfill prophecy, and because the plan of God required someone to betray the innocent Son of God. We may ask, that's okay in one sense, but what about Judas? We know that he and the others didn't stand without being condemned. So in other words, they had to face the consequences and responsibility for what they'd done. I've lost my trail of thought now, but anyway, what I would say is what I learn and what we can learn from the position of Judas is simply this: that even though Judas betrayed Jesus, he, as in Jesus, had everything under control. He knew what he was doing. Judas didn't know that his betraying of Jesus was a fulfillment of Scripture. So even though Judas actually killed himself because he was remorseful about what he'd done, but he didn't actually ask for forgiveness of Jesus. He actually went to that point where he thought there was no return. He didn't seek the Lord and ask for forgiveness. He didn't have the relationship with the Lord to know that what he did was predestined and planned. He didn't see and understand his part, because unfortunately, he didn't have a relationship, a personal relationship with the Lord. He wasn't walking with the Lord. He wasn't fellowshipping with the Lord like the others were. And just touching on Peter, we know what Peter did. But the difference was Peter actually, he asked for forgiveness, and he was able to receive that forgiveness, and that's also available to us. Bless you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We hope you're encouraged by today's message. If you want more information about Camrose Baptist Church, visit our website, www.camrosebc.org.uk. Follow us on Instagram at Camrose Baptist Church and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Camrose Baptist Church, Edgware.